Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Until the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a little bit of Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Greisman. Dr. Gene Greisman, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Gene is the author of a number of books, including The Time Tactics of Successful People, Highly Successful People. The Words Lincoln Lived By is another one. Lincoln and Obama is another one, and on and on. He's a very prolific writer, and you want to follow him. You want to keep up with what he's got going on. You can do that at presidentlincoln.com. We're talking about, Gene's helping us understand how Lincoln, like small business owners, was controlled more by events sometimes than by his own planning. And, Gene, you had a story you wanted to tell us.
Yes, the story concerns how really great leaders redefine what happens to them or what they're involved in. A number of years ago, I had an opportunity to interview the legendary CEO of Coca-Cola, Roberto Goizueta. Many people think that he's still the greatest CEO that Coca-Cola ever had, and some think one of the best that America's ever seen. And when I interviewed him, he was involved in something that was startling at Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola bought Columbia Pictures, Big Motion Picture Studio, which was unheard of. And so it created consternation. In fact, there was some lawsuits. He had to defend what he did. As it turned out, when Coca-Cola eventually sold Columbia Pictures, they made an enormous profit on it. But here is the way he defined it. He said, Coca-Cola and Columbia Pictures are both in the same business. He said, Coca-Cola does not produce a soft drink. That's not what we produce. He said, we're both in the entertainment business, Columbia Pictures and Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. He said, Coca-Cola is not a soft drink. Coca-Cola is an experience.
Hmm.
And I thought, what a marvelous way to redefine something. Of course, that's PR. Of course, that's something you say, but it's another way of thinking about what you do and what's happening to you. Similarly, Abraham Lincoln did not define the war between the states, the Southerners described it, or the Civil War, as historians describe it. It was not a sectional dispute between North and South. It was a struggle to see if the people were capable of governing themselves. And so in Gettysburg, he defines it this way, that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. He didn't even mention slavery in the Gettysburg Address. He redefined the struggle. It's a struggle to see if democracy was strong enough to survive. That's what great leaders do. They redefine what happens to them.
They reframe it.
In a way that's not
being dishonest. It's turning it around with a new perspective. For example, and folks, I know this is not easy to do, but I've done it. I mean, I'm a small business owner. Gene is too. We've gone through anything you're going through. We've gone through it. But I always look at anything that comes at me that looks like a challenge. I've been around long enough to say, okay, I don't like that, what this looks like, but what could possibly come from this that I would ultimately like? And what could I do about that? And if you reframe it like that, Gene, you got a chance to fix it, don't you? So we lost Gene. Sorry about that, folks. So think about that. I mean, I'm not in an ivory tower. I'm not, I'm out here on Main Street just exactly like you. I mentioned earlier about getting struck by lightning yesterday in my building, my office, and my studio. And so I mentioned that light yesterday. So, Gene, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us out. Thank you for helping us understand some of the things that President Lincoln dealt with, and helping us to convert those into meaningful ideas for our small business. Thanks for being here.
I always enjoy it.
Thank you. Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen. PresidentLincoln.com is his website. Be sure to check that out. And don't forget his books. They're all great. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.